Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
Another great day, another great week in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great Hanukkah week and a week leading up to the great Christmas holiday, which is, of course, a national holiday, not just a religious holiday. Speaking of religion, what about all of the reports, and there have been tons of them, that this Christmas is different from other Christmases because so many people are deserting church? Part of that because Christmas Day falls on a Sunday, people are saying. But does it go deeper than that? We will talk about that on the Michael Medved Show. We will also, of course, talk about what just happened with the final, the climactic, the big explosive meeting of the January 6th committee, the select committee, what President Trump likes to call the unselect committee in one of his witticisms. The committee has made criminal referrals on four counts. It had been previously announced that it would be three counts, but they've decided, let's go for four. And do those counts amount to anything? We will be talking with John Yoo, law professor from University of California at Berkeley, a supporter of President Trump. Does he believe that the president is in real trouble? What is the point of all this? It seems to me that the point of all this is to keep arguing. And why? Why do both sides want to do it? Why are Republicans talking about creating a select committee of their own to take a Republican point of view of January 6th? They have someone else to blame who isn't named Trump, has nothing to do with the Republican caucus in Congress, has nothing to do with the conservative side of things at all. Who does it have to do with? Not Antifa, not people on that side of things. It has to do with law enforcement. And I think the idea of Republicans attacking law enforcement, particularly at a time of surging crime, is exactly the opposite of what we ought to be doing. Tomorrow, the House Ways and Means Committee will meet privately to discuss what to do with 6 years of Mr. Trump's tax returns that had finally obtained after nearly 4 years of legal efforts by Mr. Trump to block their release. What is in those tax returns? Anything that would be relevant to President Trump and his future? Here's a fascinating story. I mean, and we will get to this. The president, who was selling at $99 each those limited edition digital trading cards, the NFTs, sold out, sold everything. And here's the amazing thing. You know what? A lot of people thought he was doing this to raise money for his campaign. He's in the midst of a campaign for a third term. He needs to raise money like every other candidate. Uh-uh. His campaign isn't getting a penny from this money. Where's it going? Okay, you'll be shocked to hear, but there has been an announcement by Mar-a-Lago and Trump World about where exactly it is going. Concerning the meeting of the the January 6th panel, it voted today to refer President Trump to the Department of Justice on at least four criminal charges, including insurrection, an obstruction of an official proceeding of Congress, and an attempt to defraud the government. Why it matters, asks Axios. They say in an unprecedented move, the Congressional Committee voted unanimously that the former president committed crimes for his efforts to overturn the 2020 elections. The panel referred Trump on charges of obstruction of an official proceeding, conspiracy to defraud the U.S., that I think is the most tricky of the charges, the conspiracy to make a false statement and incite assist, or aid, or comfort an insurrection. So will those charges stick? The committee has developed significant evidence that President Trump intended to disrupt the peaceful transfer of power under our Constitution. Well, isn't it obvious that he did? What else did he have in mind if not interrupting the peaceful transfer of power when he demanded that people should come to Washington because it would be wild on January 6th? What does it mean to be wild? This is the way that MSNBC reported what just happened this morning in Washington, D.C., with the final meeting, the climactic meeting of the Select Committee on January 6th, clip 9.
They include conspiracy to defraud the government, obstructing an official proceeding of that joint session of Congress, and inciting or assisting an insurrection. That last one was a real topic of conversation for members and staff on the committee, whether or not they would be able to include it, and if they thought they had sufficient evidence. It does appear now that they will say today they feel they have the evidence they need to move forward with that charge.
Okay, and again, this is not a formal indictment. And to make that clear is extraordinarily important. It's a reference to the Justice Department. And the question is what the Justice Department will do with it. Will they pick up all four charges and investigate them? Will they figure out a way to not exactly turn them aside, but to get them away from front and center? Or is this the way in which they want to conduct a campaign? Now, a part of the thinking on all this becomes very complicated because the Democrats, you may remember, had a very successful strategy that I thought was low down, stinky, unworthy of the United States of America, profoundly un-American. That was a strategy of deliberately supporting Trumpian candidates who they knew would lose. An example is General Don Bolduc, who was just a colossal failure as a Senate candidate and a deep embarrassment. And the Democrats sent money to him. They used money to make sure he got the nomination. I believe, and as a matter of fact, they indicate in the Wall Street Journal that the Biden campaign, which is putting together a campaign strategy for 2024, and the hint being that they will announce Biden's candidacy by April of 2024, if that goes forward, the Biden campaign clearly wants to run against Trump. They don't want to run against someone like DeSantis. They don't want to run against somebody like Tim Scott or Nikki Haley or Mike Pompeo or Mike Pence. They want to run against Trump. And are they wise to do that? Look at the disapproval rating. And this is the point. For these other candidates, there's a chance to put out a new portrait of somebody, not somebody people feel they already know everything about. There are very few Americans who don't have an opinion on Donald Trump. Very few. And by the way, the margin is decisive. The opinion is negative of most Americans. And people look about his dominance in the Republican Party. For Joe Biden, I suspect his only chance of actually winning the election at age 82 would be if he does run against Trump. So is it possible that this entire exercise by the House committee will be turned aside by Biden's Justice Department to try to keep Trump as a viable candidate and a disruptive force in the Republican Party? When Trump does something crazy, does that help Democrats? Of course it does. Of course it does. How could it not? If Trump does something noble and wonderful, like step aside for a new candidate, and maybe not even endorsing a new candidate, just wishing his party well and then campaigning on issues that matter, that could hurt Democrats. We will be right back on The MedVet Show.
The Michael MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season.
I don't know where exactly this song was written about the most wonderful time of the year. I will tell you, with a little light dusting of snow, there are parts of the Seattle area that look very beautiful. But coming out the cold, Can it really be the most wonderful time of the year when it's this cold, when you go out in the morning to pick up the newspaper and bring it into the house and you feel the below freezing temperatures? Yeah, it's a wonderful time of the year. I wonder if President Trump believes that this is the most wonderful time of the year for him. The Biden team seems to be highly encouraged. The Wall Street Journal has a piece by Ken Thomas and Catherine Lucy. Biden's team crafts reelection plans. And I think what they're trying to do is to stop any other likely Democrat from even thinking of challenging Joe Biden, despite the fact that he is a weak president in terms of approval ratings and certainly in terms of the age issue, which is going to be a very real issue for him at the age of 82, which is what he would be when he was inaugurated for a second term. What the Journal reports is Mr. Biden's team has begun to hold preliminary discussions about the structure of the campaign and who could fill key roles, though there is no timetable for hiring as well as where headquarters would be located. Possibilities include Philadelphia, where the 2020 campaign was based before the COVID-19 pandemic, and the president's hometown of Wilmington, Delaware, people close to discussion said. Does anyone really believe that it matters what city your campaign is headquartered in? Really? I'm not sure at all that it does. The Journal also says Biden advisors who declined to discuss details of a potential campaign said it would be unwise not to have planning underway as Mr. Biden thinks about seeking another term. Mr. Biden has said he intends to run but hasn't made a final decision and will consult with family members during the holidays. Democrats' surprising strength in November's midterm elections, and yes, it was surprising, not overwhelming by any means, but surprising, in which they held off predicted Republican gains in Congress, has helped Biden consolidate support within the party and silence chatter about potential primary challenges. Ron Klain, the White House chief of staff, said at the Wall Street Journal's CEO Council Summit that he expected Mr. Biden to run again. And yes, they do want to run against Trump. The latest Wall Street Journal poll showed that 43% of registered voters had a favorable view of Mr. Biden and 54% had an unfavorable view. His advisors think the midterm showed that the president's policies, including the recent energy, health care, and tax bills, and his support for abortion rights, as well as his speeches arguing that democracy is under threat, are popular with voters. And if that is true, then they want to keep the argument going about who was responsible for January 6th. You can't dismiss January 6th. You can't say, oh, well, that was one riot. It was a big deal. And you have stories about convicted rioters who now are threatening death for members of the FBI who helped to prosecute them. I mean, when you are looking like Peru right now with this arguing about whether or not this was an outrageous, terrible thing that happened on January 6th. And by the way, the reports seem to be that the Republicans, of course, are going to disband this select committee as soon as they take over Congress, which is January 3rd. And the big job on January 3rd is getting Kevin McCarthy elected as Speaker, getting somebody elected as Speaker who is a Republican and can lead the party. But what is striking is that they're talking about focusing on the Capitol Police and the failures of the Capitol Police, when actually it's very hard to look at January 6th and to see that the law enforcement that was there at the Capitol was anything less than heroic. And heroic not just because they battled, but because they didn't take out weapons which they had. and could have taken out and started shooting people. They killed Ashley Babbitt. It's a shame that she died. She was breaking through the glass when she was shot. And the idea, however, that you're going to now try to make the Capitol Police into a scapegoat, which appears to be what Jim Banks of Indiana and Jim Jordan of Ohio, two of the leaders of the incoming GOP Congress, which, by the way, it's now looking like there will be a total of 222 Republican congressmen in the House of Representatives. How many do you need to actually have a majority? 218. So they have a margin of 4 votes. It's going to be interesting. Adam Schiff, who, of course, has been pushing charges against President Trump since the very beginning of his presidency, had this to say about the meaning of the January 6th Select Committee, which is going to be releasing a huge, I believe they say it's going to be 800 pages on their formal report when that is released, which will be soon, plus the vote today, and it was unanimous on the 4 charges against Trump. Here is what Representative Schiff had to say. Listen.
So I'm deeply concerned about it. You know, I think in these hearings showed just how close we came to losing our democracy, but we're not out of the woods. And there are some simple, I think fairly common sense steps we can take to protect the country. But of course, the new majority is going to be far more interested in Hunter Biden's laptop or who knows what else.
Well, that's certainly true. And Mike Pence, whose presidential campaign has a very, very difficult line to walk, because you can't be too pro-Trump, because otherwise why aren't you supporting Trump? And you can't be too anti-Trump, otherwise you look disloyal. This is what he said on Fox News.
But when it comes to the Justice Department's decision about bringing charges in the future, I would hope that they would not bring charges against the former president. As I wrote in my book, I think the president's actions and words on January 6th were reckless. But I don't know that it's criminal to take bad advice from lawyers. And so I hope the Justice Department is careful on that too.
We will talk about what that means, where we go from there, but also where are we going in Iran? Is there a chance that a democratic Iran...
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The House January 6th committee would like the Justice Department to prosecute former President Trump. The panel's approved 4 criminal referrals: obstruction of an official proceeding, conspiracy to defraud the U.S., conspiracy to make a false statement, and the big one, as read by Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin.
The committee believes that more than sufficient evidence exists for a criminal referral of former President Trump for assisting or aiding and comforting those at the Capitol who engaged in a violent attack on the United States. The committee has developed significant evidence that President Trump intended to disrupt the peaceful transition of power under our Constitution.
All nine committee members voted in a single vote to approve the referrals. The committee was then adjourned. Rich Johnson, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved Show, Robert Kaplan is one of the most respected and influential foreign policy thinkers in the world right now, and he has just penned a piece for Bloomberg, which is shaking up the way a lot of people are thinking about Iran and its future. We tend to think of Iran as a deeply troubled in terrible shape nation, especially with these current protests going on. Mr. Kaplan, who is the author of a brand new book, The Tragic Mind, Fear, Fate, and the Burden of Power, which looks at some of these foreign policy issues, writes about what could be a shockingly bright future for Iran. Mr. Kaplan, congratulations on the new book, and which is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com, and on the piece about Iran's future. Now, when you're talking about Iran and a perhaps dominant future within the Middle East, you're not talking about the same regime, are you?
No, I'm not, Michael. Listen, first of all, thank you so much for having me on the show. I think we need to use our imagination. When the Shah was in power in the 1970s, all the experts knew that there were opposition figures, that the Shah was not popular in Iran in many circles, but nobody could actually imagine a post-Shah Iran, Iran of Ayatollahs and Mullahs. They knew it analytically, but they couldn't actually imagine it. And that's why everyone, including those experts who worried about the Shah, were so baffled and surprised by the revolution of 1978-1979. What I'm saying in this article is that we need to use our imagination. The Mullah's regime, which has lasted almost 44 years, is not the end, you know, it's not the final word in history. It will pass, like so many revolutionary regimes have. And so we have to start thinking about a post revolutionary Iran. And what I see, because of a number of factors, is that Iran may have a better chance at being a normal regime than many countries in the Arab world that experimented with democracy during the Arab Spring and failed. Iran is not Arab. It's Persian. It's different. And therefore, I think we need to use our imaginations, because I really think we're at the beginning of the end of this regime.
When you say the beginning of the end, are you talking about a matter of decades or of years?
Years, I think, not decades. Months, years. The regime has never been weaker since it took power in February 1979. There have been demonstrations over the years, most famously the Green Movement of 2009, which disputed a fixed election where thousands of people demonstrated. Also the 2019 demonstrations because of shortages and other economic issues. But this is by far the biggest, because the regime, remember, stands on three pillars: hatred of America, hatred of Israel, and women must wear the hijab. Remove one of the pillars, and the other two start to shake a bit. And I think that's where we are now, and especially since the hijab, wearing the hijab affects half the population, it cuts across regional, ethnic, and economic and class boundaries.
Is there a way that what people have seen has been, there were demonstrations in Beijing and throughout China about the zero COVID policies of the government. The government's actually responded. Can the mullahs and the Islamic Republic forces show the same kind of flexibility, perhaps in moderating opposition to the hijab, and then keep their death to America, death to Israel, other parts of the tripod?
The regime in China is far more secure than the regime in Iran. The regime in China, much as we don't like it, the communist regime historically, since the 1990s, has dramatically raised the standard of living of the average Chinese. It has instituted a pseudo-capitalist economy, making massive amounts of high-end consumer goods. None of that is the case with Iran. People may be frustrated with the regime in China, and a significant part of the population in China may be opposed to it, but Iran is in far worse shape in terms of regime stability. As an Iranian expert, Iranian American expert, told me, he said, think of Iran as a country of South Koreans that happen to be ruled by a clique of North Koreans.
Wow. And this is the point that you make, is that the potential for Iran to grow and to influence the entire region is tremendous, partially because it's not an artificial country where the borders were drawn by Westerners. This is an actual civilization. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's, when you think of the Arab Spring and the tragically failed attempts to get better regimes in places like Yemen, in Libya, in Syria, we're talking about artificial states whose borders were by and large drawn by European colonialists. Iran is, as you said, it's a civilization that lives on the Iranian plateau, which is one of the great geographical features of the greater Middle East. And so it's a real place. It's a real state. Yes, there are large minorities of Turkmens, Azeri Turks, Arabs, and Baluch in Iran, but they are all united by the Persian language. So the divisions are more subtle, and can be accommodated by autonomy in a number of regions, far-flung regions. Iran is far more secure and real a place. And that's one of the reasons why I'm more optimistic about a stable regime that, dare we say the word, democratic, may eventually rule in Iran.
That's Robert Kaplan. Can you stay with us for a moment more? Because there's another, you were talking about people being unable to imagine a democratic Iran. And one of the things you point out that's fascinating in your piece in Bloomberg is how effortless, how smooth, actually, the transference from the Shah, who was supposed to last forever, that regime, to the mullahs was, and how you believe that the transference to a pro-American, pro-Western democracy could be equally smooth. Okay, what I want to get to is another development in the world that over the weekend was emphasized, that a lot of people once considered inconceivable, which is Japan rising again as a formidable world-class military power. This a country with a pacifist constitution in the wreckage of World War II. Is it good news for America and the world that Japan is committing tremendous, unprecedented resources to building up their political force and potential? We'll continue that conversation with Robert Kaplan. His new book is just available and very much worth attention for getting a view of the world. It's called The Tragic Mind, Fear, Fate, and the Burden of Power. We will be right back.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's dangerous for America. It's dangerous for the world.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner, and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot, costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
And in this celebratory season, maybe something else to celebrate, a piece from Robert Kaplan, who is the author of 21 books on world affairs and travel. Balkan Ghosts was a triumphant bestseller that really called attention to the way that history shapes our present and our future. He now writes that a democratic Iran is coming, and as he said, coming as a matter of months, and it will lead the Middle East. Let me ask you about some other surprising development. I mean, nobody since World War II has viewed Japan as a significant military power, an economic power, certainly. But with these changes, with the current Japanese government, is this good news for the United States?
Yes. Let me just correct. I said coming in months or years. And the transition could be easier than in the countries of the Arab Spring, but it will take longer than when the Shah fell. So it's a matter of relativity. In terms of Japan, I think it's good news because it's more than 75 years, three quarters of a century since the end of World War II. And Japan, by raising its defense budget, or hoping to 2% of its GDP, is not becoming a militaristic nation. It's just becoming a normal nation again, a normal nation within missile range of China and North Korea. So this doesn't indicate Japanese militarism, but Japanese normality, which should be very welcome among American defense planners.
Okay, in terms of the changes in Iran, to get back to that, they right now are busy being aligned very directly with North Korea and Russia, two of the least savory regimes in the world. Would this change in the Iranian government change that alignment?
A new Iranian regime in months or years, not in decades, in months or years, will ultimately get around, I believe, to dramatically shifting its foreign policy, to becoming more of a normal nation. Iranian public opinion does not hate the United States at all. I can say that from having traveled through Iran under both the Shah and under the Ayatollahs. There's a real deep-rooted pro-American sentiment among Iranians. And as far as Israel is concerned, they're ambivalent. They're not hateful in the way that the regime is. In terms of the regime's posture towards Russia and North Korea, before a regime weakens and collapses, it becomes its most dangerous. And that is what we are seeing now. All of this, sending drones to Russia, helping North Korea, is alienating the regime from its own people.
What can the United States do to help the transition that you envision?
Well, first of all, I think the Biden administration has correctly realized that the drive for a nuclear agreement with Iran is pretty much dead because the politics of it have become so bad. They don't want to be seen to be releasing billions of dollars worth of credits to a regime that is murdering its own people in the streets. So I think that is in the past tense, the nuclear agreement. I think one of the things the Biden administration can do that the American intelligence and technical intelligence community can do, which I believe it is trying to do, is to keep the internet going in Iran, to make sure, not to take any positions, but just to allow average Iranians to communicate with each other through digital means. And that in and of itself will help fuel the uprising.
There's a lot of speculation that the recent arrest, and I don't even know if she's been released, of one of the most prominent and celebrated Iranian actresses has been another stumble by the regime, as well as the idea of executing people and then leaving the bodies on display, which apparently is not persuading a lot of Iranians to support the mullahs.
Yeah, it's all these actions are meant to frighten and drive fear into the hearts of future demonstrators, saying don't demonstrate because this can happen to you. And it will be a bit successful, but over time, in terms of the coming months, it will not have an effect. It will only make the population hate the regime even more. Because let's think for a minute why people are demonstrating and risking their lives and livelihoods. It's not just because one ethnic Kurdish woman was killed by the morality police. What that did was ignite a whole series of grievances. The Iranian regime has essentially destroyed the economic lives of millions of people for the last two generations inside Iran. Iran today, had the Shah stayed in power, would have evolved into a constitutional monarchy and would today be somewhat like South Korea. But that hasn't happened. People have no economic hope. Their lives are bleak. They're grim. They feel they have nothing to lose.
You also speculate in your piece in Bloomberg, and again, this goes along with the new book, The Tragic Mind. You speculate about the impact on Saudi Arabia, which at the moment is a determined rival, enemy, opponent of the Iranian regime. What would happen to the Saudis, and what would the impact be on them if this transition takes place?
I was in Saudi Arabia earlier this year, and I spoke with the foreign minister. And one thing he explained to me is that the Saudis don't hate Iran or the Iranian people. They hate what the Iranian government is actually doing, fueling the war in Yemen, firing missiles at oil fields. It's specific actions by the Iranian government. The irony is that while Saudi Arabia is an autocracy, it would actually welcome democracy in Iran, because a democratic Iran or any kind of normal Iranian regime, mildly autocratic, would not do all these destructive regional acts, and therefore Saudi Arabia and Iran could have a détente of sorts.
And that détente, again, many people forget or never knew that the Shah was actually fairly closely aligned with Israel. And what you're talking about is perhaps a very, very different future for the entire Middle East, with more cooperation and less conflict.
Yes, yes. You know, the late British historian Arnold Toynbee wrote about the historic cooperation between Persians and Jews. And the Shah epitomized that. Just like Iranian foreign policy under a normal regime, and by normal I don't mean, it doesn't have to be democratic per se, but just a non-ideological regime would initiate some dramatic shifts in its foreign policy.
And the dramatic vision, which is a wonderful Christmas gift, or Hanukkah gift for that matter, for anyone to read it, is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com, a contribution in Bloomberg from the esteemed Robert D. Kaplan. Blessings for the season on you and on your always insightful reportage and opinion pieces. We have a very different sort of opinion coming up with a new PETA campaign against speciesism. What's that about? Thinking that human beings are different from animals. Crime? We'll get to that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.